Good morning.
Morning. All right. So how does this live up to the legendary CRX?
Well, I think it lives up to it really well. I mean, I never drove the CRX, but I remember back when Burgess Meredith was voicing the Honda commercials. I think it was back in the mid to late 80s, and they had a commercial for the CRX, which is a little Civic, a little two-seater, 40 Civic. And they had a picture of it was tilted 90 degrees, so the car, when it was driving away, it looked like it was going up to the top of the screen, and he was going, the Honda CRX, it's a rocket. And it really was a little rocket. And what they're trying to do here is kind of recapture that, but they're also doing it in a little different way because this is not just a gas engine Honda Civic two-seater.
Right.
It's a hybrid.
Okay. So is it still sporty in you know, does it still zoom? I don't want to use the term zoom. That's a Mazda term. But does it still, is it pretty quick?
Well, it's not going to set the world on fire, but, it is surprisingly frisky. It's a lot of fun. I mean, it only has a 1.5-liter four-cylinder engine with the hybrid stuff on it, so it's only cranking out 122 horses and about 128 pound-feet of torque. So, it's not like igniting solid rocket boosters. But that said, we got to drive it on some urban highways and some urban roads and some rural highways up in Edmonton when they had the product introduction, and then we got to take it on a racetrack. It was actually a large go-kart track just under a 1-kilometer road course, and we had these things going nose to tail, just driving the bejeebers out of them, and it was really quite amazing. They handle well. They're not rockets, but they're surprisingly fast and enjoyable to drive. And one thing I really liked about it was that I've been a little angst-filled about Honda's designs recently, thinking that they may have fired a lot of their creative designers, because I don't really think the new Accord is particularly good-looking, and some of the Acuras leave a lot to be desired. But the CRZ, as cute as a bug's ear, it kind of reminds you of the CRX, and a little bit of the new Insight has that sort of sloping rear end, which is kind of reminiscent of the Insight, but it is far nicer looking. It, as I said, it's cute as a bug's ear. Now, it's a two-seater, so you have space behind the seats to throw your stuff. In that case, it'd be like an old 240Z or an MGB, cars like that.
Right.
I was amazed just how much fun this thing was. I mean, they had us driving these things right up against the rev limiter, so you're going blah, 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 as you're heading down the straightaway, because you didn't really have enough room on this thing to shift that up past about second, just get into third gear, and you had to slow down again. But, it was a blast.
Awesome. So the price tag on something like this, then, is what?
Honda are saying that it's going to start at $23,490 for the standard model with the 6-speed manual transmission. That's the version I rode. Nice transmission, shifts very nicely.
Yeah.
You can get it also with a continuously variable transmission, and that one is actually $200 cheaper, $24,290.
Wow.
So, it's pretty nice. Now, again, it's only a two-seater.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for a sporty little two-seater that, again, is fun to drive, nice to look at, economical, of course, because it's a hybrid, this is well worth considering. It's a nice little car.
All right. Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher. And up next, we want to talk to you about the Ford Transit Connect, which is like a delivery van kind of a deal. So hang in for that. More of Jim coming up in just a moment. And now Live 88.5 Traffic. Here's Amal Wahab.
Ford Transit Connect has actually been available in Europe since around 2003, but this is the first year it's been available in North America. And if you're familiar with the Dodge Sprinter, it's kind of a medium-duty pickup and delivery van. This is kind of like that, but it's not as big. It's even smaller than that. So, depending what sort of business you have, it may be totally useless for you, or it may be pretty useful.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not hugely powered. It's only a 2-liter four-cylinder engine, only putting out 136 horsepower and 128 pound-feet of torque.
Right.
But that said, that might be plenty.
Yeah.
I used to own a video store, and we had a delivery service that would go up to the rural, up this place called the Slocan Valley twice a week. And at the time, what we did was we got a Toyota pickup truck and put a camper on the back, and we stuffed it full of VCRs and movies.
Right.
If this transit van had been around then, it would have been just perfect for that because, you know, we weren't carrying a lot of heavy-duty stuff, but we were carrying a lot of stuff that would have been nice. Put some racks in the back because, you know, you can configure this thing in numerous ways, with side windows, without side windows, you know.
Is it as tall as, the Sprint? You mentioned the Sprint. Those things are pretty high up.
No, it's not nearly as tall as that. Yeah, I can almost see over it if I jump, whereas the other one I just need a ladder. But, no, it's just, you know, it's a light duty delivery van.
Yeah.
I only had it for a few days, but I was actually really impressed with it. Now again, if you're driving it in the mountains and you've got a whole bunch of heavy equipment, it's not going to do the job for you. But say a courier or a Canada Post or businesses like that, where you don't have to haul a lot of heavy equipment. It's just marvelous.
Is this a gas unit?
Yes, it is.
It is
a gas unit.
Will they have it available in diesel at some point, do you think?
I don't know that. I haven't heard anything about that.
Yeah.
But it's also reasonably affordable. I mean, the one that I had I was hauling bicycles in the back of it, and it was perfect for that. This thing came in under 30 grand.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's perfect for a small business.
Yeah. It's an amazingly flexible little vehicle.